KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have cloudy skies and 26 degrees in Atlantic. We look forward to be mostly cloudy with areas of fog possible this morning, a high around 33. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears building. We picked up 7/10 of an inch of snowfall yesterday into the late night hours. That melted into 7/100 of inch of precipitation. Messina reports a half an inch of snow. In the news, the Creston Police Department says two people were arrested on drug charges late Sunday night. 21-year-old Brianna M. Lawson of Greenfield and 52-year-old Michael Spare of Creston were arrested at around 11:44 p.m. in the vicinity of Elm and Page Streets in Creston. Officers, assisted by Creston K-9 Jacks, arrested the pair for possession of a controlled substance first offense. Lawson was also charged with possession of drug paraphernalia. She was being held in the Adams County Jail on a $1,300 bond. Spare was also arrested for possession or control of a firearm in a controlled substance violation, dominion and or control of a firearm or offensive weapon by a felon, and possession of a firearm suppressor, or i.e. a silencer. He was being held in the Union County Jail on an $11,300 bond. Red Oak Police report the arrest at around 2:45 p.m. Saturday of 47-year-old Rondi Ruby Porter. The Red Oak woman was taken into custody in the 100 block of West Grimes Street following a traffic stop. Porter was charged with driving while license revoked, a serious misdemeanor. She was being held in Montgomery County Jail on a $1,000 bond. Elsewhere in the news, the Adair County Board of Supervisors are set to receive several additional fiscal year 2021 budget requests today from the county department heads. During their meeting at the courthouse in Greenfield, the board is set to hear from Melissa Larson, county attorney, at 9:15, Veterans Affairs Director Dwayne Avey at 9:45, Recorder Janelle Schneider at 10 a.m., Treasurer Brenda Wallace with regard to a budget request and her semi-annual report, and that'll be at 10:20 this morning. Custodian Rich Wallace will talk about general services and E-911 budget requests at around 10:40. And the DHS's Pauline Rutherford will address the Adair County Supervisors at 11 a.m. The CAM School District's Board of Education will meet at 6:30 this evening in the CAM High School Superintendent's Office. On their agenda is discussion and or action with regard to approval of a modified supplemental amount of $161,038 for the At-Risk Dropout Prevention Program. Also approval of a copier lease and an agreement with Iowa Western Community College for education service. An out-of-state trip for the speech and debate team for Allstate and a 2021 Washington, D.C. trip. The CAM School Board will also discuss and act on board policy revisions and a recommendation from the School Improvement Advisory Committee, or SIAC. The Audubon School District's Board of Education will hold a brief special session this Wednesday morning to act on approving a resolution ordering an election to be held in March on the issuance of $7.5 million in general obligation bonds. The meeting takes place at 7:30 a.m. Wednesday in the boardroom at the Audubon High School. If approved by the voters in the Audubon School District, the bonds would be used to pay for a school improvement project at the high school, which was built over 50 years ago and saw an addition constructed in 2006. School officials have said the building is in need of replacement HVAC or heating, ventilation, and air conditioning system, as well as simple upgrades to classrooms. The Audubon School Board had previously decided to handle the projects all at once in order to save money as opposed to piecing work on the various projects out over a period of time. And they voted to approve DeNovo as the construction manager for the projects, which would begin in the summer of 2021 if approved by the public. Those public meetings are planned to better explain the work ahead as well as the bond issue itself. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors will meet in a regular session tomorrow morning at 9 o'clock in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse. On their light agenda for the morning is action on assigning a tax sale certificate for Lot 1 in Block 7 and Lot 6 in Block 6 and a vacated street between the two lots in the Messina First Edition. The board will receive a quarterly report from Conservation Director Micah Lee and regular department head reports as available. And as time allows, they'll review the fiscal year 2020 budget and review the fiscal year 2021 budget with consideration of funding requests for library contracts and ambulance service contract and individual department budgets. Again, that's tomorrow morning here in Atlantic. In the funeral announcements, Mildred Mick M. Beaker, age 90, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Murtu Medical Center in Harlan. A massive Christian burial for Mick Beaker will be today at 11 a.m. at St. Michael's Catholic Church in Harlan. Paul E. Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Priscilla Ann Thrain, age 70, of Oakland, died Thursday at the Oakland Manor Nursing Home. A massive Christian burial for Priscilla Thrain will be today at 11 o'clock at St. Joseph's Catholic Church in Erling. Paulie Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Linda Sue Nordby, age 66, of Irwin, died Thursday at her home. A celebration of life for Linda Sue Nordby will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Philip A. Fly Rustvold, age 62, of Audubon, died Wednesday at Mercy Medical Center in Des Moines. Funeral services for Philip Fly Rustvold will be tomorrow at 10:30 at St. John's Lutheran Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has arrangements. Corey Achenbaugh, age 46, of Macedonia, died Saturday at the CHI Health Creighton University Medical Center in Omaha. A celebration of life for Corey Achenbaugh will be held Wednesday at 10 o'clock at the Carson Community Center in Carson. Lost Hills Funeral Home of Carson has arrangements. Everett Lammer, age 95, of Walnut, died Saturday in Harlan. Funeral services for Everett Lammer will be Wednesday at 10:30 at the Burmeister Johansson Funeral Home in Harlan. Dorothy McElfish, age 93, of Messina, died Friday at the Good Samaritan Society in Fontenelle. Funeral services for Dorothy McElfish will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at the Steen Funeral Home in Messina. Bruce Thyssen, aged 60, of rural Elkhorn, died Friday at his home. A celebration of life for Bruce Thyssen will be held on Friday at 11 o'clock at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon has arrangements. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, working to improve health outcomes for patients in our communities from their new location at 1607 East 7th Street in Atlantic, the former Sears Building. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.